There are many ways to make a point or draw attention to an issue. This is Lisa Berry, and on Friday, a social art happening is planned in Ypsilanti. And joining us to explain what that's all about are the organizers, Yen and Nick Azaro. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What's happening Friday?
Sticks and Stones is a social art happening that we've been planning for quite some time. And essentially, we'll have people standing in the street as silent statues. It's a sort of standout to the kind of disparaging remarks we hear about Ypsilanti.
What are you trying to improve? The city's image, or the culture of everybody, or what is the point of the event?
We don't want the youth to feel, growing up and going to school, that the world is against them already from the get-go. They should have an innocent upbringing. They should have pretty much every resource and opportunity available to them. Well, this is a scientific experiment. Everything is from MLive. Everything is from Ypsilanti-related articles. We don't know the source of the commenters, where they're coming from, but we want to keep it as controlled as possible. And this way, it's very concentrated, but this takes place on a national level. We're seeing it now with the elections, how negative things can be. But we want to keep this very concentrated, so we're only focusing on MLive and Ypsilanti, and the variables are the commenters.
So this is not an attack on MLive. They're just your local source for news.
Yeah, we support MLive. In fact, this, to me, a lot of the writers get it from both ends, and they do tremendous work. Unfortunately, they have to deal with some of these commenters that are very nothing would really satisfy them. I'm sorry, the commenters, rather. So I'd like to stand up for them a little bit, too.
Well, I know in the world of social media, everybody knows no matter what or who you're talking about, the comments can get very, very ugly. But you're focusing on Ypsilanti or our area or children or all of the above.
The Ypsilanti as a community, let's say. What we see, because we both work in the schools, is we see the children. And here are these innocent beings that shouldn't know these struggles, shouldn't know all this negativity, but it's out there in the world. And maybe they're not reading the comments, but the fact that it exists, is it can get to them. Someone else can repeat it. It's out there, and we'd like to change that.
Can you give us an example of the comment you're thinking about?
Oh, man. Yes, I've been collecting them for quite some time. I'll just start with a brief one. I don't know who anyone is. This one is @11Hillary. A bigger benefit would be if certain communities, and communities in quotations, would quit committing so much crime. And crime is spelled wrong. We left all the misspellings, too. We're verbatim. The bigger benefit would be if certain communities, and this is in related to the article, hundreds flood Ann Arbor streets to protest police actions, deaths of blacks. That was the article. This person's not saying exactly what they're getting at, but they're putting communities in quotes. And I know they have something specific in mind, and this is a pretty negative comment.
We're talking to Nick and Yen Azaro about a social art happening they are planning for Friday in Ypsilanti. Where will it be?
So it's going to be at the corner of Washington and Ferris Street. We have the participation of the city and Ypsilanti Police Department, and Sheriff Clayton is also aware of the event. So we have a lot of city support behind us.
Are there certain aspects and elements, one thing leads to another? Or tell us exactly what to expect.
So when you happen upon Washington and Ferris at 7 o'clock this Friday evening, you're going to see people standing in the street as silent statues, and they're going to be holding these comments. And from that, this half hour of silence, people will not be able to be allowed to talk to you. We want viewers to come up and happen upon this happening and see that these disparaging and hurtful remarks belong to a face. Everybody that's participating in this is either from or works, lives in Ypsilanti. And a result from this afterward will be the hashtag Sticks and Stones. So on social media, anywhere that you tweet, Facebook, like, comment, blog on anything, using the hashtag Sticks and Stones, we will be gathering those materials, video, photo, documentation, anything written, and curating it into a show for our September opening on Friday, September 2nd in our studio.
Okay, so people will see silent statues in the street holding these comments. Is there something planned after that or just gathering information?
It's going to be a social street party. We want people to come together and have a feel-good moment after this. We don't want to just look at the hurtful part of what words can mean to people. We want to gather together and really drive a momentum that moves to something positive. The action that we take afterward is the answering three questions that people will be posed with. Number one is, when is your first memory of intolerance? When do you feel that you've been prejudiced toward? Secondly, when have you been the perpetrator of intolerance or hate, and how do you feel about that now? And number three is, what positive action can we take? And I think we heard a lot of those positive actions coming out of the Black Lives Matter Police Task Force meeting, and I'm sure a lot of them came out of the town hall meeting that was hosted by David Fair.
The ultimate goal of this is to create art. Can art reshape our views on hate and intolerance?
I don't know if they can reshape, but they can certainly make you stop and think. And I think that particularly in a very political year, it only takes a moment to open your mind up to what you oppose. And that's how we grow, and that's how we learn and stretch. And if we can show the youth that we can stretch and challenge the status quo and the ideas that exist already, that is maybe a small hurdle to many, but I think it has it yields great results.
Any idea what the final piece of art will end up looking like?
We've talked about it quite a bit, and I think that with the culmination of all of the imagery and text in our studio, we could really see it being a traveling show, and it could be a smaller microcosm, a small culture of what's happening in the rest of America.
Even this has changed a lot. I started collecting comments over a year ago, and I wasn't sure exactly what it was going to be. So I work with a federally funded program called Bright Futures out of Eastern's campus. We work in Ypsilanti, Wayne Westland, and Romulus, and it's after-school programming for the communities. I taught photography. Working with these kids, that's when I was first introduced to how brilliant and creative these kids are. I mean, you hear these comments, you read these comments, and you actually meet the kids in the community, and you're like, what is everybody talking about? Working with these kids, I started to collect these comments because it's so contradictory. It was fascinating. I didn't know what I wanted to do with it. Originally, I was thinking of a show using the kids' photography and artwork on one wall, and the other wall would be these comments printed large so people could walk into a room and draw their own conclusion. Maybe that's effective, maybe not, but Yen had a better idea, is actually have community members holding these comments. So we're going to attach faces now to these comments. Some of them business owners, some of them residents, some of them students. We just want a good showing. We've already got a good crowd behind us.
You're calling it sticks and stones. You've left out the words part of that phrase for a reason.
I think that was Nick's brilliant marketing scheme. We can all draw our own conclusion and finish the phrase for ourselves, but we're adamant that people recognize the power of words, that words, and they're a seed to the type of hateful actions that are taking place in our country. And if we could just take a moment to step back and attach a face and a true meaning to what we're saying, I think that we would be better for it.
Is the public invited?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We want as many people as possible to see this, to experience it, and then afterward to join the positive movement of hashtagging sticks and stones and saying something about how words or actions have hurt them, how they have hurt other people, and be somewhat accountable for it.
And give us the time and place one more time.
This Friday, August 5th, at the intersection of Washington and Ferris. And the party will continue right out of our studio at 9 South Washington.
Nick and Yen Lazaro, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.